Blog Talk Radio.
Sound like we may have someone having problems with their line, but we're thanking God. Is Superintendent Hatchett on here yet? Superintendent Hatchett. Praise God. All right. Pastor Monique, are you there? Pastor Monique. Well, we're praising God for his goodness, and we're just thanking him for his blessings. And we do know that if we need to be hidden in the secret place of the Most High. We know we are under the shadow of the Almighty. Praise God. God gives us a covering no matter what we do or where we are. As long as we're calling on his name, and thank God for all those wonderful words that have gone up before him this morning. And we just want to not only give Kentucky a shout out today, but we want to give everyone on this line, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
a chance to enjoy the Lord this morning with us. So let's do a praise check. Hallelujah. Praise
Hallelujah.
Check. Everyone can praise him. Everyone lift up his name. Just call him out. Call him out.
Hallelujah.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Lord. If you need healing for your children, call out his
all
name.
Right, all right.
Thank him.
Lord.
Glory
thank
to God.
Lord.
Whatever your need, whatever your desire is today, give it to him. Call him out. Do it.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Thank you. I know we have more than three or four people on the line.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Praise him.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Holy Name. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless your name, O Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God this morning.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hey, my whole of them will say. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
All right. Thank you for the saints of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you for that praise break.
Yeah.
Thank you. Just let the world know, Lord. We all love the
mm-hmm.
Lord. Hallelujah. Not just Kentucky, but everybody love the Lord.
Glory, Lord.
Were we able to get Sister Faye on? Praise God. Dr. Pfeiffer,
this is Pastor Monique. I have my phone on mute.
God bless you. Thank you so much. All right. We're going to turn it over into your hands and when you're for a few minutes, and when you're done, can you just say a prayer for finances, that need finances, financial blessings. All right.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you.
5 to 6 minutes.
Okay. Thank you. Psalms 139:7-10 states, "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the down, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast." So in the midst of it all, when hell seems to be breaking loose, causing havoc within your spirit, dealing with the loss of a child or children, either by physical death or to the world, be assured that God, whom is omnipresent, is with you always. To provide comfort and guidance every step of the way, do not give into the wickedness of Satan through his tactics to try and suppress your spirit man from seeking guidance. When you feel betrayed, sorrow, loneliness, can't make sense of your loss, know that God is everything we need in him. Fear not, and lean not on to your own understanding. Reach out to God and hold on to his unchanging hand as he guides you through healing. In Psalms 147:3 states, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. God will never leave you nor forsaken you. You are a child of God. And also in Isaiah 26:3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace when whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. God will comfort you and give you the strength and the courage you need every step of the way. God bless. At this time, I'll say a prayer in regards to finances. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you today to give our thanks and praises unto you. Thank you for this moment of time and this fellowship, dear Heavenly Father. I pray for those things that have us in bondage financially, dear Heavenly Father. I pray that you bind it in the name of Jesus, that you have allowed us to have free range with our finances. Help us to be stewards with your money, dear Heavenly Father, by giving our tithes and offerings first unto the kingdom of God, so that we can be aligned with the word that you have for us, dear Heavenly Father. And I just pray that you bless us in a mighty great way so that we can mount up and be Christ-like. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
God bless you, Pastor Monique, for that wonderful prayer. And I believe Pastor Monique has children that we're hoping to join the youth prayer line as well. Amen.
Yes,
we're giving God the praise for those scriptures. For we know that if you have to do is keep your mind stayed on the Lord. Praise God. And he will not leave nor forsake you. Amen. And we just want to honor today the Lord for his blessings, honor him for this day and for all of his people. Praise God for everyone that's on the prayer line today.
Amen.
Giving honor to our leader, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty and Mother Johnson, and our staff. We have a wonderful staff, beautiful people of God, and just thanking God for we have one special young lady on the phone. God bless you. We call her the mother of the nation because she is a young lady. She's only 94 years old, and we just want her to say hello to the public today. Mother Johnson.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Can you just give us a good God bless you today? It's in your hands. God bless you. Mother Johnson. Amen. She might be on mute just listening to Kentucky today, but we will come back and let her just bless our heart, and we are thanking God for all that he has done and thanking God for everyone that's on the prayer line today. Pastor Monique, thank you. Thank you for the word. Thank you for those scriptures in the name of Jesus. And right now, we are, yes, is someone?
This is Mother
Amen.
Johnson.
All right, Mother Johnson. Just
I'm here, and I've got squared away listening to Kentucky. And I didn't know you were
Bless you. Bless you.
That was another Mother Johnson in Kentucky. But I'm here this morning, been here ever since service started. And I'm just enjoying each of those that's there. And I praise God this morning. I want to give honor to God and to also to Dr. Price and all of God on the line. I'm so delighted to be a part of this line. Glad to hear all of these wonderful voices and these scriptures and these messages and prayers has really made me feel real good this morning. And I just had got carried away listening. I thank God for you, Dr. Price. God is in the blessing business. And I'm saying to each of you that is on the line, let us give it to the Lord and let us all to him, and let God use us to his will and his glory, because he wants to use us. We are his hand and his feet, and we do his walking for him, and also our hands and our voices is his. And I thank God because I want him to hear me also say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And Dr. Price, I thank you for giving me a space here to just say thank the Lord, and thank you too, and God bless each. Pray for Mother Johnson. God, get the glory out of my life. God bless you. Bless
praise
you.
God. Praise God. Praise God. Those words are words that are seasoned and favored and blessed. Praise God for you sharing those encouragements with us this morning, Mother Johnson. We thank God for you. We wouldn't pass it up without hearing your voice and letting the world know, letting Kentucky know that you are over there in Kansas City shouting it out at 94 years young. And we
just all right.
For you. Amen, amen, amen. The word will make you feel young. It'll make you look young. It'll make you act young. Praise God. Never done. Bless his holy name. I love the Lord. At this time, Pastor, I'm calling for Pastor Putty. I hope they were able to get in. Sound like they were having trouble with their phone. Pastor Kevin, Superintendent Hatcher. Praise God. Praise God. And thanking God for the one from our Bible study, Sister Colum, Mother Young, Sister Barbara, and different ones from the prayer group, Mr. Curtis, just so many from the prayer group and Bible study. Thanking God for you. I did hear you shouting it out. So we're praising God today. Amen. And lifting up his name. And at this time, I heard Pastor Pitt said, cover me until I get dressed.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
To the Lord. However I come to the Lord, don't talk about me. Don't criticize what I look.
All right. All right.
Much better in the future than I look right now. So just cover me with the blood until I get dressed. Pastor Pitts is in your hand. God bless you. Give us a few minutes of inspiration, and then we will go from there. God bless you. Go ahead.
I praise and thank God for all the saints that are on the line this morning. And I just thank God for just another day's journey. And, you know, I think about sitting up all night long. I was working. I was just driving, Pastor. And I thank you, God, for always thinking about us. because you are a covenant God of faithfulness. And I thank God this morning, and I praise him. He keeps us when we can't keep ourselves. And that's why I say, cover me till I get dressed. We're living in a time now where all kind of things are happening around us. But you know what? As believers, we have to keep our eyes upon the hill that which I have coming. Because he said, with all these things, I won't have my children ignorant. See, you still got to praise me. You still have to serve me. Because in the midst of all of this, it is for the good. No cross, no crown. And I just thank God for everything that he is doing this morning for the people of God. I thank him for all the things that he is preparing for us in the future. And you said, and as I said before, cover me until I get dressed as a ministry for our young people, because these are covering times now. We have to be bold soldiers. We have to go fishing now. And I'm not talking about in anchor water either. I'm talking about in deep fishing, where we have to go and get the children, because they are still in the waters, and we need to be soldiers that are willing to go in there with our fishing rods and reel them out. I thank God for just being himself this morning. There's been so many things in these dark hours that would make you discouraged. But then I keep looking up. I keep believing up. I keep hoping up, because I know that after a while, everything is going to be all right, because God has promised, and he is not a God that will go back on his word. And I bless the Lord in everything that I do. He gives me strength in the time of my battles. And he is always kind and loving. He is the fortress. He's my hiding place. There's a safe place in knowing this man called Jesus. And he stands before us. And he is always in front of us and never behind us. And I thank God for this morning. I thank him for the lifting up. And as opposed to us seeing the things of this world and the devastations of this world, we need to see that our Savior is drawing nigh. That's a promise. My beginning will not be like my ending. And I thank God for that. And I ask you that we come in agreement with our children. They are the last warriors. They're the ones that are going to rise up in these end times. You know, I often said the thug is going to be the next preacher, going to be the next bishop. Watch out for the ones that are sitting on the back burner, because they're the ones that's going to come forward in the end time. Why? Because we as soldiers are going to be the light that they can get home on, the light that they can see in the midst of their darkness. And I just praise and thank God for just living in such a time as this. I know he's a loving God. I know he's a kind God. I know what he's done for me. And I know that he does, and Jeremiah 29:11 says that he has a plan. There is a plan in the service of the Lord. It is not to do us harm. There is a plan, that there's a definite plan, that there's going to be an end. There's going to be an end to all of what we see right now. And I'm just grateful this morning. I'm a little tired, and I'm driving home, but my heart is well, because I'm listening to the saints of God lift up the word of God, and I am well pleased. And if it don't work out no more today, he's done enough for me. In the name of Jesus.
All right. God bless you, bless you, bless you. Amen. And we're thanking God for Pastor Pitts and those words of encouragement, and I like that, cover me, and I get dressed, and praise God. We all need to be covered. Praise God. There are times in our lives that we're all half naked or half dressed.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know what.
All right.
Times that we don't know. We don't know where to go and what we're going to do. There are times that we don't know how we're going to pay our rent. Sometimes if we miss that one paycheck, what will happen to us in the future? Glory to God. And we wonder if we can't make it to work that one day, will we be fired?
Come on now.
That's right.
If we don't get up in the morning, will everything be all right?
All right now, Pastor.
Glory to
That's
God.
Right.
Hallelujah. Is it well with your soul? With your soul?
Yes.
You better make sure your anchor holds. You better make
Lordy.
You are planted, you are rooted, you are grounded in the fruit of the Spirit in Jesus' name.
Mm.
Don't let nothing, hallelujah, get the best of you. Don't let anything pass you by. If God has a plan for your life, walk in the plan. walk in that, walk expect that journey.
Expect it in.
Victory.
Hallelujah.
In his mighty name. Hallelujah. And when you go stepping in where God has ordered your steps, go glorifying his name, lifting him up. Hallelujah. Every step makes you higher and higher, and every round goes higher and higher.
That's the
because
truth.
Every time mm-hmm. you turn around, he keep on blessing you.
Come on
he
now.
Keep on watching
right.
over
keep
you. Keep on working miracles.
All
Hallelujah.
Glory.
People have called for cancer. People have called for gangrene
yes, Lord.
Set up in their limbs. People have called for migraine headaches. People have called because they've lost a loved one in the family. They've called because their finances are a little bit shabby and shaky, and they don't know what to do. They're a little bit strange. Hallelujah. The finances, and you know when finances get a little strange, everything seems
oh,
horrible.
Yes.
Around you, and we are just
glorifying
God right now because we know that it's not what we look like, because we speak those things that are not as though they were, and we're calling angels from heaven to minister to those that are hurting, those that have, hallelujah,
yes,
those
Lord.
That have lost loved ones. We're calling that angel
right now.
For those that have children that are run away from home,
yes,
we're
yes,
calling
yes.
the angels from heaven.
Yes.
For those that have trouble in their marriage and things crumbling around them, we're calling the angels from heaven. Hallelujah. The ones that kicked Lucifer out, the ones, hallelujah, that gave him the boot and said, you're no longer uh-huh. welcome in this kingdom. The ones, hallelujah, that God sent on an assignment to minister
right.
to your heart, to your brokenness, to your wounds, hallelujah, to your hurting spirit,
yes,
to
Lord.
Those that have just been, maybe you're a church hopper, and the Lord,
all right.
Hallelujah. The Lord want to settle you down, but we are hopping so and running so we are not able to hear what the word is saying to the heart.
Right.
And we want to give ear to the word of God. We want to stop and look and listen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just as if you were at a red light, we want to stop and look both ways. Hallelujah. We have to
thank
take some
you,
time Matthew. Out. Take time out and glorify God. Take time out and praise his name. Take some time.
Hallelujah. Praise
God.
The name of God.
Praise
to bless his holy name. And we're just thanking God for everyone on the prayer line today. Thanking God for Dr. Johnson and Lady Betty and all of those that joined us today on the prayer line. Thanking God for his miracles. Hallelujah. For his pastors. All the teaching. Pastor Pitts, God bless you. You are a soldier in the army of the Lord. Pastor Monique, hallelujah. Stay on.
All right.
Pastor Putty, hallelujah. I know they've been very, very ill this year. He's suffering with Crohn's disease, I believe it is. So sometimes he can move and sometimes he can't. But these are the reasons that we are blessing God's holy name. Pastor Susan, thank you so much for that wonderful, wonderful help that you gave us. The words of encouragement.
Praise God.
To share with us about the armor of God in
Hallelujah.
Ephesians.
Thank you, Jesus.
Pastor Lamont,
Pastor
thank you so much, Pastor McKinney, for that prayer, praying
Praise
for us,
Lord.
Because, Lord, no, we need prayer today.
Yes.
Hallelujah. When
yes,
you
Lord.
Can't see your way, pray. When you don't know what to do, pray. It's time.
All
pray.
Right.
Pray.
Amen.
Time.
Amen.
When you can't find
Pastor
your way,
we pick up.
Struggles. Pray and give it to God. Hallelujah. Dr. Washington, God bless you for that word. Hallelujah.
God bless you, Pastor Washington.
Hallelujah. We know we need to bless the Lord at all times.
Amen.
Stop our complaining, stop our crying, stop our whimpering, and give it to God. And bless
Amen.
His holy name. Thank
yes.
God.
Hallelujah. Glory.
June. Miss Barbara, Miss Young, thank you. thank everyone that's on here. And maybe if you're on here and I didn't call your name, God bless you. We'll let you give a shout out, and we just thank God for you. And at this time, Pastor Pence, we're going to ask you just to do a closing prayer for us, a general closing prayer for us. And we're going to turn it back over into the hands of Dr. Johnson. If you could just give us maybe a minute or two, just bless us. Just cover us until we get dressed. God bless you.
All right.
Give us that prayer.
Father God, we come this morning as humble as we know how, giving you praise and glory. First, God, I speak against the Crohn's disease that is attacking your child. You said that we could call those things out as though they were. We have authority given to us by your promised word. Lord Jesus, I ask that you touch each and every soldier that was on this line. That, Lord, that the canker worms will not eat up our bread this morning, but that we would take this bread and we would take it and give it out, Lord, so that it can do what it's supposed to do. Feed the lost. Touch the lonely. Speak healing to those that are sick today. Lift up the children that are in despair. Father God, I'm asking you right now, in the name of Jesus, that shed his blood on Calvary, Father God, that you will give us every equipment that we have to have for the end time battle. We are in a battle, but we are soldiers. And God, I ask you to lift up Pastor Pfeiffer and let her continue to do what she is doing, to open up the avenue, Father God, for the children to come home. Father God, I ask you to strengthen those of us that are on this line, the beautiful mother that is on this line. Oh, God, let her just continue to pour in to us every opportunity that we get. When we have a mother that is, 94 years young? We need to glean from her walk with you. And then, God, give us the strength, Lord, to do the work that we were called to do. Let us not look to the left or to the right, but, God, let us continue to know that with you all things are possible. I ask now for prosperity in the mighty name of Jesus for those to continue the kingdom work. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father God, we want to thank you today for all your people, your pastors, your superintendents, your bishops, your elders, your missionaries, your evangelists, oh God. We just want to bless your holy name.
Yes.
We want to honor you, oh God, hallelujah, this day, and lift you up, Lord Jesus. Let your sun shine on us. For let your
glory, 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 glory.
Lord, we even thank you for the storms and the rain in Jesus' name. And we want to bless your holy name this day. We glory. Right now, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, for your blessings.
Come on now.
Thank you for purifying us in Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for letting us walk, oh God, hallelujah, the walk of righteousness before you in your name, oh God. And we want to lean to you and not our own understanding.
Glory be to
your
name. Come on now.
We pray right now,
hallelujah,
Lord Jesus, that you will be our guide, our shepherd, our God, our mighty God, our Prince of Peace. Ha, na, 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 ha. We pray that we lift you up.
Glory.
Hallelujah, the wonder worker, the miracle worker. And we pray
for all those
stress. We pray right now for cancer. We rebuke it in Jesus' name. We rebuke headaches, oh God. We rebuke the enemy. We pray for those that are behind
prison
walls. We pray for those that are in ICU and CCU. We pray right now, God, for our leader, Dr. Johnson, Lady Bennett Johnson. We pray for the pastors that join us today to lift up your holy name, because something good is going to happen to them this day. In your name we pray. We give it to you because we count it done, and we seal it with amen, amen, amen.
All right now.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we bless your holy name. Dr. Johnson, God bless you. It's back into your hands. Thank you for a wonderful day in the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Dr. Pfeiffer, and for all of you saints there in Kentucky, we send you a great shout-out in the name of the Lord Jesus. And
praise the Lord.
Blessing us here on the First Fruit Worldwide Prayer and Praise Line. Please come back and join us at any day, Monday through Friday. God bless you so very much. Dr. Pfeiffer, you did a marvelous job, and I just really appreciate those saints there in Kentucky. Y'all are on fire for the Lord. Amen. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I just want you to know that we love you. We appreciate you. We'll be back again tomorrow. All those would like to join us. The Lord bless you and keep you. And may I just wish this and make this proclamation over you as Melchizedek spoke over the people. I ask God in the name of Jesus that something wonderful, something marvelous, something wonderful would happen to you on this day. The Lord.
All right.
Desires of your heart. Grab it, and it shall happen to you. May you have a wonderful day, no matter what you're going
through.
Praise
God. We thank you.
All right. God bless you.
Everyone, God bless you. I love you, and you can't.
God bless you, Pastor. Pastor Washington, we love you. Hey, I love you.
God bless each of you. God
bless Monique, you. Love you, darling.
God bless you.
Love you too. God bless everyone.
God bless you,
Digby. God bless you.
You love me.
God bless you, Mother Johnson.
God bless you, Sister Lucia. Thank you, Mother Johnson, for blessing us.
God bless you, Dr. Pfeiffer. What a wonderful anointed service this morning. God bless all of you on the First Fruit Prayer Line. I certainly enjoyed that this morning. That really built up my spirit this morning. God bless
you. Pastor Pfeiffer, I love you. I'm sitting in my driveway. I couldn't get out the car.
Hallelujah.
I'm so wore out.
Hallelujah.
But I love you. I thank you for including me on the prayer line. May God bless each and every saint on the prayer line this morning. And I hope to join you again real soon. And continue to do the work. Do the work. It's not what we feel. It's the assignment we're on.
Amen.
It is our assignment. And you're doing a good work for the Lord. Stay on that wall. Nehemiah, stay on that wall. It's a good thing that you're doing for the Father and the kingdom work. So, again, I hope to be with everyone again real soon.
Amen.
God bless you, Dr. Pfeiffer. God bless you. Keep allowing God to use you.
Oh, bless you, Prophetess Fitz.
Oh, my God. I'm blessed, blessed, blessed this morning. Oh, you are blessed, my sanctified soul.
Hallelujah. I tell you. Well, I'm going to get in here, and hopefully I can get in here. And you be blessed today. May the Lord watch and keep each and one of you.
Amen. Thank you.
Dr. Pfeiffer.
Yes.
Pfeiffer, this is Bernita from Michigan. Good job. I enjoyed your service.
Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you, Dr. Pfeiffer.
God bless you, Sister Garnett. Thank you. Love you guys. Thank you. Keep praying for me.
God bless you, Dr. Pfeiffer. Enjoyed you.
Bless you,
thank you, Jesus. Sister Pfeiffer?
Yes, dear. Bless you.
Well, yes, ma'am. Yeah, is it Shakola? Oh, I just enjoyed it.
Bless you, God.
I just enjoyed it so much this morning. Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
It was just wonderful, wonderful. God bless you. Thank you.
Oh,
thank
wonderful.
You, Jesus.
Thank you.
I love you, Sister Pfeiffer.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Love you, my daughter.
Yeah.
So encouraging. So encouraging.
Thank you. You're going to pray for me this day.
We're praying for you, too.
Oh.
Pastor Pfeiffer?
Yes, God bless. Go ahead.
I ask that all the saints that are listening to me this morning, please pray for the mother whose daughter took her life, 16-year-old, and hold her up in the prayer. She's going through a great deal right now.
Yeah.
So please keep her in your prayers this morning. And that she will hold on to God's unchanging hands. And she will be able to endure this. She'll never get through it, but she'll endure it.
Yes.
You know,
amen.
So I ask for Mrs. Young's prayers this morning for that mother.
Amen.
Okay. I'm going to talk back with you later. I pray that you'll be able to be with us on the 17th at the Truth, the Way, and the Light. Is Sister Monique still on the line?
Yes, ma'am.
Share that with her. The Women's Saint Ministry, that she has a vision, and hopefully you can make your schedule clear for that day.
God bless you, Dr. Pfeiffer. This is Sister Gina. This is Sister Gina, Dr. Pfeiffer. I want to thank you for an outstanding job today. I want to invite all the people in Kentucky to join us in Kansas, June 19th through the 22nd for the First Fruit Convention. God bless you, Dr. Pfeiffer, and the Youth Prayer Line tonight.
And I will be sharing that information. Thank you.
Okay.
Amen. And if you have children, don't forget, tonight is Youth Night. We shout it out with the youth tonight at 7 o'clock Kentucky time.
Okay. 7 o'clock. Okay.
Oh. Well, thank you, Dr. Pfeiffer, for providing the opportunity for me to speak today.
Oh, bless your heart, honey.
God bless you.
I made a mistake. This is 7 o'clock Central time, but it's 8 o'clock Kentucky time.
Oh, okay.
Their hour difference. Yes. I'm sorry. Yes. So 8 o'clock our time. So we want, that gives them time to do their homework if possible.
Yes, ma'am.
Interfere with that or their sleep in time. So we try and do it from 8 to 9 so they can get their proper rest. So, but if you have, Sister Monique, give me a call later,
ma'am,
with those details. And
yes, ma'am.
And we'll follow up with you on that.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate
all
that.
Right.
God bless you.
Thank you all so much. Sign it off and get the drink of water.
Amen.
Thank you.